The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697. And welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with my co-host, Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each weekday is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive, affordable, and effective tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, you're thinking about opening a business, or you're simply running a business and you need some ideas to breathe new life into your business, we want to help you. We want to coach you through every play. We can offer up ideas on financing, website design, marketing, just generalized tips in terms of trying to make your day-to-day operation of your business easier. Today, we're going to be outlining the benefits of working from home, or in some cases, the disadvantages of working from home. If you have any comments or questions, you may call in at 646-716-8747 or email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com for those of you that are a little shy. A little bit about Video Broadcast Services. We are an exclusive marketing firm. The tool we use to drive qualified traffic over to your business and website, video. Video is where it's at, everybody. And if you'd like a free consultation, an analysis of your website and business, you can reach us at 888-996-9697. Or, again, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. But enough about us. Show is about you. Bring on Kyle here. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Great Friday and another great show that we're having for our listening audience. And hopefully some really good benefits and strategies that we're offering, especially with today's show. Talk about the ins and outs, the ups and downs of working from home and some of the benefits and some of the things that might not work so well for a company. And hopefully help someone, change some mindsets as we see, more companies going into a work-from-home business model and the benefits of that.
Right. I think that it really comes down to, I think you have to ask yourself one question, is, how disciplined you are in terms of being able to work from home. A lot of people can't do it. A lot of people get very distracted. A lot of people find that they want to work from home as a way of trying to kind of minimize how much work they have to do. And ultimately, there are some people that really thrive in the home environment. I myself can work in both. I don't find that I get too distracted. I know that a lot of people do, but I don't find myself getting too distracted if I'm working from home or if I'm working in the office. I'm very, my husband will always say, I'm very good at compartmentalizing. I'm very good at, being in the minute and being able to accomplish what I need to accomplish. But for a lot of people, it's very difficult. For yourself, Kyle, I know you're like me. You can work from home. You can work in an office. You can work pretty much in a garbage can if you need to. What are some of the challenges that maybe you run into? And I will divulge some that I run into.
I guess the biggest challenges for me working from home in a at work home environment is in the summertime. We have a 12 and 10 year old son and daughter, and when they're home from school in the summertime, that can be a challenge sometimes with the when they have friends over and having them keep the noise down and things like that. But my wife helps out with that quite a bit. Is really good at that. But that that can be a challenge sometimes. It's just those distractions of noise. But for myself, some of the benefits I've found for myself as well is that, and I guess it comes down to being able to focus, as we've talked about in the past shows, being able to focus is, for myself, I find that I get, my stuff done, I'm more efficient and more effective. And what I mean by that is I don't have the, if you want to call it the water cooler chat talk that the people in a business environment have, where you're meeting at the water cooler and talking for a half hour, an hour, the multiple bathroom breaks or things like that. I don't have to worry about that kind of stuff, which to me is a huge benefit, because I'm able to stay more focused and more effective in my work day.
Right. I think also for me, I don't easily get distracted. I found, when I work in the office environment, I'm really the same mindset when I'm working at home. For me, the distractions can be the same at home that they are at the office. And what you just mentioned, the water cooler chit chat. A lot of times people think when you're self-employed that if they have an hour to kill, you have an hour to kill, and they'll stop by your office and want to chit chat. I haven't seen you in a while. And I'm constantly telling people, I'm happy to meet you for dinner or, at lunch or whatever, to kind of catch up. But a lot of people do feel like when you work from home or even when you work in an office that they could stop by and just kind of shoot the breeze and, chit-chat with you for a little while. And unfortunately, that doesn't work. Work is work, and you do need to get a lot of work done. So I find that the distractions at the office are just the same as they are working from home. One benefit I like when I do work at home is being able to just, jump up and go right to work. And, I kind of joke about it all the time that, a lot of times I just don't leave my desk for hours on end. And I'm shocked sometimes at, how much work I have gotten done and how late it is. And then I realize that, it's just when you get in, I can pretty much get in the zone. And I think that that's what a lot of people have trouble doing. And, I think people fall into two categories. They're either highly productive at home or they are highly unproductive at home. And I don't think that there's a lot of blurred lines in between. I think that you either have the ability to buckle down and do what you need to do or you don't. And a lot of people always say that they fantasize about being able to work from home, and then they get into a home environment and they realize they can't do it. They get too distracted. They think, I'll just, go throw a load of laundry in, maybe run out and weed the garden, maybe I'll run and go do this. They get talking to a neighbor, and next thing they know, it's 1 o'clock and they haven't accomplished what they need to accomplish. But a lot of companies that do have employees work from home, they know exactly what you're doing because they are tied into your computer system. So they know when you've logged on, they know what you're working on. So, a lot of people have that kind of hanging over their heads, if you will, in terms of being able to keep themselves focused. So, it does. There is a checks and balances and an accountability system for people when they're working from home. But if you don't have that, a lot of people can get very, very distracted. Aside from the obvious, I can think of quite a few things that really have an advantage of you setting your business up from home, if applicable, especially if you're running an online business or you don't specifically need a brick and mortar office. The commuting, the money that you save on gas and wear and tear on your car and parking, if applicable, that can be very, very expensive. I know a lot of people for their job, they're switching jobs because when the price of gas went through the roof and they're obviously not reimbursed for that, they simply couldn't do it anymore. What are some of the other things you can think of, Kyle, that would really be a benefit or a non-benefit to working from home?
Just kind of going, it's funny, kind of going back to what you were talking about with people wanting to stop over and think if they have an hour to kill, so do you. you know, it's funny when people know that that you work from a work from home environment, they think that your day is just free, and you got to tell them it's not free. You know, I've got there's deadlines to make, you know, customers to keep happy, and responsibilities that I have to take care of, and reminding people that, they kind of, you know, it's just a funny mentality where people think that working from home, you know, can be some type of you know, just a never-ending vacation, which it's anything but. And it really puts responsibility back on the person working from home to make sure that they're meeting their tasks and so on. But like I said earlier, you know, being able to stay focused, cutting out the commute as well. I think that a lot of times when people have a very long commute to work and there's that rush hour traffic, they're stepping in, you know, they're stepping into their work day frustrated, potentially because of the long commute in traffic. So they're starting their day off wrong when they have a long commute. And that's why, you know, especially with what you're saying with the high gas prices, people are changing jobs to find something closer to home, which I think is a huge benefit because if they're still commuting to work, they're not stuck in traffic for, 45 minutes to an hour just trying to get to the office or more. Some people travel 2 hours one way just to get to work, which I can't condone something like that because I think by the time you get to work, you know, your day's kind of spent and your attitude's kind of spent, and it's not a good way to start off your work day.
Yeah, a lot of people that I've interviewed, a lot of people, one thing they do like about a lengthy commute is they talk about grabbing that morning cup of coffee and driving in. They say that it allows them to kind of gather their thoughts, figure out what they need to do. You know, some people I think are visual people, and I think other people are very, textbook people, if you will. And I think that the visual type people are those that can get in the car and drive for an hour and, you know, grab a cup of coffee and kind of organize their thoughts, organize their day. They kind of get into the office and they kind of have, exhaled all that they need to exhale before they sit down at their desk, and they're very focused once they sit down at their desk. Then you have other people that would totally distract them and veer them off course. So I really think it comes down to the type of personality that you have in terms of whether or not a commute inspires you or deflates you en route to the office. And I think other things to factor in is whether or not you're driving in inclement weather, such as in, you know, winter driving, that type of thing. That can definitely hamper your excitement about commuting to an office or job. Another thing, too, to think about is whether or not, whether or not the environment of working within an office is something for you. I think that, you know, given the technology age that we're in, I think that as great as technology is, and we've talked about this before, Kyle, people have really become, I don't want to use the word antisocial, but I feel like people have forgotten how to communicate with each other. And I think, you know, in the world of emailing and texting and voicemail, that a lot of people are really starting to gravitate towards, you know, not communicating. I think that's why when you get a group of people together, you know, problems can arise. I had a nephew, and he did work in the banking industry, and he said the worst part about his job was really all the inner office stuff that was going on, you know, the gossiping, the backstabbing, the, you know, trying to get someone into trouble, and it was just so annoying to him. He said I felt like I didn't do my job. I felt like all I did was a referee, and that can be difficult. So I really think it really comes down to your personality. You know, a lot of times people do work well from home, but they get offered a job and the offer is too good. And even though they would prefer to work at home and they may be more productive at home, they end up taking a job where they have to commute because of the financial implications. And it's just too good to pass up. And, you know, I don't know. I think you have to weigh quality of life versus income versus, you know, everything, you know, especially if you've got young kids. Especially if you have, mitigating factors where, you know, you need to be home more. There's so many different things that need to be factored in terms of whether or not, you know, working from home is going to be a good option for you, or whether or not, you know, a commute is not an option for you. There's just so many things you need to think about. Kyle, you know, when you think about personalities in terms of the office, how does a manager, you know, navigate through all that when there are so much potential for inner office turmoil, if you will? And, you know, where do you draw the line, and where do you, you know, how do you navigate that as a manager in terms of getting your team to, you know, really kind of leave it at the door, if you will?
Yeah. I mean, those types of office politics, you know, I've been involved in those in the past, you know, and been in an environment where that kind of stuff was going on, and it's draining. And I think that, you know, as a manager of an office space, if you have that kind of atmosphere going on, or that environment going on, you've got to draw the line and kind of set the standard of, you know, personal conduct for each other. And it kind of goes down to the, you know, kind of the golden rule of, you know, do unto others as you'd have them do unto yourself, you know. And, but I think that you've got to draw that hard line and kind of say, you know, this kind of, you know, this kind of atmosphere that's being developed is poison to the office environment, and can kill, you know, the working relationship of everyone involved, can kill productivity, and really kind of, you know, say that, you know, have the line drawn that this kind of, you know, behavior of, you know, office politics and backbiting and, you know, trying to get a leg up by getting your coworker a leg down kind of thing is not going to be, you know, is not tolerated, and it's not condoned in your office space.
Yeah, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I think that a lot of times it's ingrained in people, and, you know, I just think that, unfortunately, I think that, and I don't remember if it was you and I that were talking about it or it was somebody else. I believe I was talking with somebody else, but they were saying, like, 90% of people out there don't like their job. So they're, you know, they might be sitting at their desk or wherever and thinking, okay, how can I pass the time today? And sometimes that's where, you know, chit chat and gossip and all that other stuff starts to override the day-to-day operations of the business. And it can be very daunting. I know that, you know, a lot of people have said that the hardest part of, you know, starting a business, owning a business, running a business is dealing with the employees. And I don't, you know, maybe we should just do a complete show on how to be a better employee, because a lot of times people do get caught up in the garbage of day-to-day stuff instead of the actual running of, you know, doing your job and contributing and whatnot. And, you know, I think, you know, sometimes personal problems get thrown in and dragged into the office, and that can add to it as well. So in that, you know, instance, I think it's great when you have people that can work from home and they, you know, get their work done, and it's great, and you don't have to deal with all that. And sometimes that's definitely the way to go. Anything else before we run, Kyle?
No, I think we gave some good advice and some good feedback for business owners to consider whether or not, you know, a work-from-home model is right for their business, and hopefully a new way to look at things and process and potentially implement into their business models.
Absolutely. It does have its benefits and does have its rewards, and going into an office can be great as well. I know there's some people that go in for 2 days and they work from home for 3, so you kind of have the best of both worlds. And, you know, it really is about weighing, you know, I think the big thing it rolls down to is whether or not you have the structure and the discipline to work from home. And a lot of people do and a lot of people don't, and it really is a personal decision for you. But it can be fun and can be nice to get out and talk with other people and really contribute. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, or you have useful information for our listeners, please contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each weekday is to just deliver some information, things that we have utilized within our own business, stuff that we've tried that has been very successful, stuff that we've tried that has not been successful, and we really try to kind of integrate it into a kind of a back and forth dialogue, to really give you, you know, just some things to think about in terms of whether or not it would work or not work for your business. Again, we own a company called Video Broadcast Services, where we have a unique approach to business marketing, and we are thriving in today's competitive online marketplace. We push our clients to excellence with the power of video. Until next time, thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.